Like any nonprofit, it consists of a board and its membership, and membership is open to anyone in the public and dancers and parents. And the board in the past was student run with adult oversight, but now due to some additional financial and sort of logistical responsibilities, it's an adult run board with adult officers.
Mindy Anderson with Stepping Out Dancers for years has been well involved and driving the bus, I guess you'd say. But it seems like so the Mitkov Island Dance Troupe now has a bigger role in putting on recitals and being out there in the community.
Yeah, that's true. So when Stepping Out closed its doors, the board took on some more responsibilities. And, you know, once we do get our feet under us, we'd love to have student involvement again on the board. But, of course, any ideas from students, parents, and the public are always welcome at any time.
About how many kids are involved these days?
There's close to 100 students, which is a little little lower in number than in past years, but a lot of those students perform in multiple groups, and that doesn't include adult classes. So there's new adult classes that are happening now at the studio, and there's a couple new kids classes too, a boys dance class that may gain in popularity, and just some different dances going on.
In ages ranging from what? Who's the youngest? 2 or 3 year olds? Or?
Yeah, 3 year olds, and all the way through seniors in high school. And then, as I mentioned, the adult classes are pretty popular these days too.
Okay, what are the plans for the group? Multiple recitals a year? Traveling out of town? What kinds of things have you talked about?
Well, we'll continue with the two dance recitals per year. So we have a winter recital that's coming up this weekend, and a spring recital. And at the spring recital is generally the time when the seniors are showcased. So we'll have seniors and doing their special performances. We'll continue with fundraising. We've had Burger Night in the past, and we'll probably do a spring Burger Night fundraiser again. We were able to purchase a new dance floor, sprung dance floor, which has been desperately needed for years, so that was one of the things we spent some money on. And right now we have a little bit of flexibility due to a really generous donation from a member of the public for 3 years of lease money. So we are
for the studio at the Episcopal Church.
Right? Yep, for the studio at the Episcopal Church, and we're just incredibly grateful for that because it does give us a chance to look into the future and find a way to continue dance in Petersburg.
You mentioned the recital coming up. I think it's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. So Friday night and Saturday night starts at 6:30. Dancers usually arrive at 6 o'clock just to get everything ready. It's always a big production. This year it's called Holiday Traditions, with obviously a holiday theme. And I've had a chance to preview a couple of the dances, and it's just beautiful. And I would encourage anyone to attend this weekend, whether you have a dancer or not, just because when you see that energy and creativity and commitment of the students and teachers culminate in that performance on stage, it's pretty overwhelming. And each time it does bring tears to my eyes each time I see it. So
a preview of the program, is it you said holiday music, but is it ballet, is it jazz, what mix, what
Yeah, it's a mix of everything. There's a number of kids groups, so 3 and 4 year olds, and some kindergarten age kids, and then once they get into first grade and beyond, then they have their choice of ballet, point, and jazz.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's a good variety of music and dances.